I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The former factory in North Bennington, that's now blamed for groundwater contamination there, used to make fabrics used all over the world and beyond. The company called ChemFab made specialized materials for the space shuttle. It also made roofing fabric used on iconic structures, such as the Denver International Airport and the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Well, now Vermont environmental and health officials say the plant most likely poisoned drinking water throughout North Bennington with a suspected carcinogen known as PFOA. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at the company's history.
At one time, ChemFab was the pride of North Bennington. Anytime there was a Final Four tournament at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse, or when the Super Bowl was at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, Annette Griffith says the community noticed.
I would tell people, oh, this was the roof of the Superdome, and you know, I mean, we make that stuff. So it was, there was pride there. We also made a big thing for something in Australia, and it was an orange fabric. It was a big, I'm not sure if it was an airport or what it was, but it was, you did take pride in those things. I mean, it was just a really big thing.
Griffith worked at ChemFab from 1987 to 1992. She worked in what she calls the tower, a 20-foot vertical oven that cooked the chemicals onto the fiberglass fabric that was then shipped all over the world. She says there wasn't much to it, really. Griffith and her co-workers would drop a chalk line on a big roll of fabric and cut it with a pair of scissors. Then they'd run the fabric through a chemical cocktail, bake it at temperatures that exceeded 650 degrees, and watch the smoke rise up through the stacks.
The whole producing of it was simple, you know, kind of a simple thing, but pretty amazing where it ended up, you know, for a little town in Bennington, you know, in North Bennington.
And it made the company a ton of money. The Chemical Fabrics Corporation opened in a former Volkswagen dealership in Bennington in 1968. The company, which was eventually named ChemFab, worked with DuPont and with Owens Corning Fiberglass to develop a Teflon-coated fiberglass roofing material, which proved to be wildly popular and versatile. When Saudi Arabia needed a 100-acre covering to protect pilgrims on the way to Mecca, they called ChemFab. Sales peaked in 1999 at about $126 million. ChemFab opened factories and distribution centers all over the world, and the whole time, the little North Bennington plant chugged on. In 2000, the French company Saint-Gobain bought ChemFab. The company closed the North Bennington plant 2 years later. PFOA was legal during the plant's years of operation, but it's now suspected that the chemical, which was just one of many used in the application process, blew out of the smokestacks and eventually made its way into the groundwater in North Bennington. Senator Brian Campion represents Bennington County, and he's a member of the Natural Resources and Energy Committee.
I worry, you know, areas where there isn't a lot of wealth, I think historically have been misused. And parts of this area, old industrial area. So like many people, it's the kind of thing that you think about and it weighs on your mind a little bit.
Companies like ChemFab grew at a time when thousands of new chemicals were introduced into the marketplace. And in the name of job creation and property tax growth, small factories set up, usually in low-income neighborhoods. Campion says it's the government's role to make sure the water's clean and safe. And he says Vermont will likely be cleaning up areas around the state, like North Bennington, for a very long time. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in North Bennington.